Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast, brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney & Evans. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Thanks for joining us for our podcast this week, which is our 50th Midwest Hemp Council podcast, something we are very proud of. And thanks to all of you for tuning in, listening, and the Midwest Hemp Council for making it happen. On today's show, we'll hear from Midwest Hemp Council Executive Director and co-founder Jamie Campbell Petty, who will talk about some exciting new things happening with the Midwest Hemp Council and things you can get involved with to help grow the hemp industry throughout the Midwest. But first, we have a new voice on the Midwest Hemp Council podcast this week as we visit with Cannabinoid Bootcamp speaker and coordinator Carson Nation from Chronic Nomad Cannabis in Kentucky. Carson, thanks for joining us this week, and how are you?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Again, we appreciate having you on the program. Always good to get new folks on here, especially folks from different states than Indiana. You're from Kentucky. You're a native of Kentucky. Let's go ahead and get started, Carson, with you telling us, how did you get involved in the hemp industry?
Well, that's an interesting story. I'm a seventh generation specialty crop farmer. We did anything from nursery stock to commercial production of pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And so around 2003, I graduated high school, and my friends all went to Iraq, and I decided to go opposite and go out west and kind of get into the cannabis industry with some friends. And from there, I came back to Kentucky and got married and helped try to get cannabis legalized, but hemp was the only thing legal in Kentucky, and got my helped some farmers in the first pilot program, and then eventually got my license, and ever since then I've been growing hemp.
Okay, now tell us why you got involved with that. I understand you had some family members that really benefited from the hemp use.
Yes, sir. So I have a sister who's special needs, and I have a mother that has some and a father who has some medical problems, a disabled 76-year-old Vietnam vet father. And we found that different cannabinoids, especially CBD, CBG, and some CBC, actually help some of their problems. For instance, my father has an intravenous ulcer, which basically makes the tissue dead. And so we found the CBD actually helps stop that and kind of help clear that necrosis up. So, you know, we found CBD, and then CBG is good for my my mother's medical issues. So I'm a huge believer in specific cannabinoids, and that's what hemp has allowed me to do.
Well, we always hate to hear that folks have these medical issues and have these problems, but it is great to hear that hemp and CBD are around the corner and able to solve some of these problems.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's talk about the reason we've got you on here, Carson. Your cannabinoid boot camp is coming up, and we've got two sessions happening in Indiana. The first one is January 25th. The second one is February 22nd. The North session on the 25th is the Clinton County Fairgrounds. That's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The second session, which, as I said, is February 22nd of 2020, is at Vincennes University Agricultural Center. That is also from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we've got those details out of the way. Now, tell us, what is a cannabinoid boot camp with Carson Nation?
Yes, sir. So what I like to do is go around the United States and world to teach how to grow this commercially, and or how to grow this as an industrial scale. So what we're going to be teaching is how to do seed production, or basically how to germinate for seedlings, and then also clone production. We're going to teach people the finer points of clone production, how to clone, how to stick it into the soil or whatever media that you're using, what to use, and then basically how to set up a small cloning operation to the finer points of a larger cloning operation, something that you can pull out 500,000 cuts or 500,000 seedlings.
Now, this is workshop is available for $30 for Midwest Hemp Council members, $45 for the general public. Is this a two-part series, or does each session stand alone?
I believe that each session will stand alone. So we're going to do a cloning class first, and then a seedling class next. Or we might, if we have enough time in the day, we might combine both of them, but I try to hit every single finer point of both sets. So it's probably gonna take me all day to get through one session, you know, especially cloning, because I want to try to help everybody understand and what to mitigate when it comes to clone producing, because new growers can have a 30 to 40% loss, which is, equals money. And I don't want people to lose money if they don't have to.
Oh yeah. A lot of money lost last year. And the goal is always to keep that money in the pockets of the farmers, of the producers. And that is, of course, is why the education is so important. And to clarify, would they in theory get the same information out of each of these sessions? Is this mainly for a geographical situation where one is to the north and one is to the south, or should people try to attend both of those?
People should try to attend both of them, because these are just basically general rules to follow. I mean, environmentally speaking, they're going to be pretty much similar. You're going to have to keep it at a certain temperature, a certain light, you know, a light cycle, and so on and so forth. So this is just basically going to go over the finer points of how to cut your clone, how to stick it, how to trim families, how to set it in the tray, and then, you know, what humidity for how long, and basically the step-by-step process of trying to get it to root within a 12-day time frame, 10 to 12-day time frame.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, Carson, how many of these boot camps have you put on over the years?
Well, this is actually going to be my first boot camp, hands-on boot camp that I'm doing, so I'm excited about that. But I've been going around the United States and, again, world, speaking about how to grow. If you Facebook research me, you can see that, or Google search me, that I've been from Jackson, Tennessee, all through Tennessee, all through the South, Alabama, Mississippi. I've been to Ohio, and I've done a few private group farmer seminars for some companies. And so I've been pretty much any state that allows legal hemp production, I've been to so far.
Yeah, and again, with the industry only a year or two old, it is difficult to have a long history of doing something like this. But again, it's very appreciated. Folks like you are getting out there and getting the information to the farmers, to the producers, to the folks who want to be involved but maybe don't know how to be involved, or leery. They've heard some horror stories, and they just want the information. So again, the goal of the Midwest Hemp Council and folks like you out there getting this information to the farmers.
Correct. And also, followers can follow me on Facebook at Carson the Hemp Mongoose Nation, or on Instagram, the Hemp Mongoose, and or our company page, Chronic Nomad Cannabis Company. And we release posts every so often about, you know, educational posts. This is what you should do. This is how you should do it. Fertilizer trials, light trials. We just try to basically release little tidbits to save people money so they don't have to pay for consulting fees. And we've been doing this for the last 4 years, since Kentucky has had a hemp program since 2014. So you can go back through my Facebook, and I've kind of archived some of the stuff, and also on our business page, Chronic Nomads, too.
Fantastic. And of course, people can go to the Midwest Hemp Council website, and there is a feature on there, the Cannabinoid Boot Camp with Carson Nation. You can't miss it. Toward the top of the page there, they can click that and register for these events. And Carson, again, give us one more opportunity here to contact you. How do folks get in touch with you if they want to?
Sure. Again, you can search me on Facebook. It's Carson Hemp Mongoose Nation. Also, our business page is called Chronic Nomad Cannabis Company. And then on Instagram, you can follow me on at The Hemp Mongoose.
All right. Fantastic. Carson, anything else we can add about the boot camps coming up?
I wouldn't miss it, especially if you're new into the hemp industry. This is going to be a good class where we will be practicing. And we've had a hemp farmer from Indiana donate some plants. And we have some seeds donated by another hemp farmer. So we're going to try to go fully in depth so people can mitigate some of those problems that most new farmers have.
All right. Once again, that North session is January 25th at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. The Southern session is February 22nd at Vincennes University Agricultural Center. Again, you can find this information on the Midwest Hemp Council website. Go out there and get some knowledge. Again, Carson, we do appreciate you joining us. And as always, great to have new voices on the program. We look forward to having you back soon.
thank you so much. And anytime y'all need to reach out, reach out.
Absolutely. All right. Next up on the program, Midwest Hemp Council Executive Director and co-founder, Jamie Campbell Petty. Jamie, how are you doing this week?
Hey, Jason. Thank you. And thank you for sticking with us. Our 50th podcast today.
Oh, that's right. A milestone in the Midwest Hemp Council podcast world. The 50th. Yeah, it's hard to believe we started this over a year ago.
I know. It's been a great ride, though.
Oh, it has.
We're really glad. We look forward to moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, great to have you on the 50th, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There we go. But well, and of course, no rest for the wicked. I know you're constantly on the move, on the go. And today, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking, you've got an event at Vincennes University. Talk about the 2020 fiber research and what's going on with that.
Thanks, Jason. Yes, so I'll be meeting with several team members down there today. Chuck Mansfield with Vincennes University, as well as Bowman Family Holdings, Marty Mahan, and Marguerite Bolt from Purdue, others who are very focused on how we can cultivate, literally, a successful fiber program within the state. We'll be looking and discussing different fiber cultivars that we want to bring into the state for research this year, and the methodology that we'll deploy as we grow through the season, and taking research from seed to shelf, so to speak, so that we can measure the value in the different fiber cultivars, the fertility methods, and harvesting methods. So that'll be this afternoon. So we're really excited to get that kicked off.
Now, there's obviously a big difference between growing fiber and growing for CBD. Last year was a bit rough for the fiber growers. What's the outlook for 2020?
Well, as we all know, there were struggles with, to say the least, with the SunStrand contracts. But fortunately, there are numerous entities that are stepping up into the fiber space and with whom we are in contact with. Marty and I both have had a lot of talks with fiber processors and growers throughout the country. So we are excited about where we're headed with this. It's just like the rest of the industry, it's going to take time. But we're excited for where we're headed, but definitely an important thing to commit to some research this year.
Well, education, very important with the hemp industry. In Posey County, there's another education opportunity at Purdue with the Purdue University Extension. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we've been working close with Purdue Extension over the last couple years, but especially this last year. And if people are looking for an opportunity to gain education and information from hemp, this is one way. It's usually free, and if there is a charge, it's very small. So this is a great way to do that. You can follow PurdueHemp.org, or you can follow MidwestHempCouncil.com, and even on social media. So these events are all over the state all the time, but tonight we'll be in Posey County.
All right, Jamie Campbell Petty, Executive Director and co-founder of the Midwest Hemp Council. And Jamie, as we move on, some new things happening here in 2020 with the Midwest Hemp Council, including a newsletter that'll come out at least once a month.
Yes, so we do email alerts and so forth, but we'll start next week. It'll probably be rather rudimentary still next week. But going forward, we're going to have a newsletter that will come out every month. It'll be the third Tuesday of the month. And that will be a week subsequent to our monthly policy circle call, which happens on the second Tuesday. So if you want to stay in the loop, two of the key ways to do that is, as a policy circle member, you join us on that call the second Tuesday of every month, and then your newsletter will be in your inbox on the third Tuesday of each month. And as we grow, we'll have more opportunities to participate but with the newsletter. But for all of these things, we can't stress enough, all of our partnering states, please be sure to reach out with agenda items, with podcast suggestions, with newsletter content. That's what we're here for. We want to make sure and share those opportunities and that information.
All right, and also some of the new things happening. The Midwest Hemp Council Board has established some new committees. One of those is the Membership Committee or Member Services.
That's correct. And Austin Rodas has generously agreed to serve as the director for that team. And, you know, as we grow, we want to see someone, a representative from each state of our membership, the Midwest region, our spokes states, that sit on this board so that we can make sure that we have effective and fluid communication between each of the states and they're represented on this board so that we can make sure that we are taking care of our members. And that's that applies to all of the committees. We encourage membership on these committees from all the states, but especially member services. We want to make sure and have a specific representative from Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Ohio. Those are the primary states where our membership is heavy, although we do cover 20 states right now. But in those states, please, we're asking for someone. We've got Rachel Berry from Illinois, who has generously stepped up to serve on the committee, the Member Services Committee with Austin, but we still need reps from the other states. And this isn't going to be a huge time commitment by any means. Mostly, you know, email communication, probably one small conference call a month. But the point is to make sure that everyone has a voice and everyone is represented.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to change the topic, so you still had something there. I'll edit
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah. Also, Jason, the other committees, we have Animal Feed Committee, Midwest Hemp Council Animal Feed Committee, Jessica Scott, who also serves on with the Hemp Feed Coalition on a national level, has agreed to serve as director for the Midwest Hemp Council Animal Feed Committee. And I know Drew Ponder from Bowman Family Holdings, I believe Seth Maxwell from Co-Alliance, and then, of course, various persons from Purdue, Mark Boyer, are participatory. But we will want members, again, from all of our spoke states to join in on that. The other committees that are forming up and will be reaching out to all of you about soon are the cannabinoid, fiber, grain, and then we'll also have a communications committee to make sure that we can elevate our communications to a very professional level that benefits all. And with cannabinoid, fiber, and grain, so that we cover all of the agronomy and the ag econ of those crops. So again, please stay tuned, watch for the email, and anyone who has time, ability, and the knowledge to participate on these committees, please reach out to me at your earliest convenience, jamie@midwesthempcouncil.net, so that we can open that communication and let's get these committees established and up and running.
So once again, anyone interested needs to get hold of you at jamie@midwesthempcouncil.net to express their interest.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, let's circle back around here. You mentioned Austin Rodas. I've seen Austin popping up quite a bit lately with the Midwest Hemp Council. Of course, he founded Dream Nutrition. They do very well, do a lot of educational things both online and on location. But Austin has really stepped in and done a great job for the Midwest Hemp Council.
He is. He is very much the example. He and his whole team are an example of what we're doing, which is building collaborative network and resources. And it goes back to the word, of course, that I like to defer to, which is coopetition. And in fact, I had one of our leading processors and growers in the state text me this morning and give thanks to the Midwest Hemp Council because he has realized that he is actually from another state and has come into Indiana and has had great success with the collaboration and the outreach with both his competitors and then with growers and team members. So it was nice to get that feedback this morning, first thing, that our attempt for collaborative and coopetition is working, because that is our goal throughout the Midwest.
Well, and another name that popped up, Jessica Scott, and she will be handling the new focus on animal feed. Of course, Jessica has been involved for quite a while with the Midwest Hemp Council at its inception, before that with the INHIA. But the animal feed, I'm looking forward to that, because that's something that hemp certainly is heading in that direction for animal feed. So we'll have a lot more of that on the website, and we're looking forward to that information being provided by Jessica.
Yes, absolutely. And we're really grateful that she has agreed to take this on, because with her role with the National Hemp Feed Coalition. It is a wonderful bridge that will be mutually beneficial to everyone, keeping the Midwest in the lead while we also support the National Hemp Feed Coalition's effort. So looking forward to that.
Well, of course, and a lot of volunteers and people with their hands in helping the Midwest Hemp Council, too many to name. And we do try to get those names out there because they do need to be recognized. But the one thing that does push all of this is the membership and the member dues, that sort of thing. So talk about that, how folks can get involved with the Midwest Hemp Council, not just volunteering time, but the financial support is important as well.
Absolutely. So currently we have three levels. And what we decided so that we can continue to grow, continue to elevate, is we, as of February 1st, and this will be, the details will be in the newsletter and you'll see it on the website, as February 1st, the Policy Circle membership will increase from $250 to $300 annually. So just a $50 increase. And then we will eliminate business advocate and hemp supporter memberships and just replace it with one membership, which is supporting member, and that will be at the rate of $100 annually. The Policy Circle member, of course, is what we encourage for everyone, primarily because it just builds our network even stronger. This gives you an invitation to the monthly Policy Circle call, which happens on the second Tuesday of each month. And you, if you're a business, your business logo and a link to your website goes on our members page. So, again, everyone is welcome, and we encourage that. And our goal here is to bring these people together and that are committed to the industry, committed to joining forces, and ensuring that we communicate effectively. And we are always open to critique, to input, ideas. We all are growing together. It's a new industry. We all have a lot of learning to do. So please reach out anytime, jamie@midwesthempcouncil.net, and we'll get it taken care of.
Well, and again, when you talk about $100 annually, you're talking about just a little over $8 a month. I mean, that's just an expensive cup of coffee. And so it's something for such a great cause. Certainly not that much when you look at it in that context.
Exactly. And of course, very much key to this is all of the volunteers. And like you said, I hate to name them, but, you know, we have a lot. And a lot of them are completely donating their time. Fortunately, with Midwest Hemp Council, we have been able to, with our strategic partners, we've been able to cover more expenses and some consulting work. But overall, this is a very much a volunteer-driven entity. And as we grow, we want everyone growing with us and benefiting from our organization.
And it's not that we hate to name them. It's just that when you start naming, you inevitably leave off a name. And that's usually the person that does the most work. And so that's why it's hard to just go through and list everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
And everybody's important. You know, we have some people that, you know, jump in for an hour here and there. We have others that are working
sure.
every day, but they're all absolutely key to the success. And I mean that, and this goes back to 2014 legislation when, you know, Brandy, Barrett, Mariah, and myself, first met, and that those relationships is carried forward and our group has expanded. And it goes back to that time where people who were involved made a difference. So please, you know, work with us. And again, I'm always open to hear what we can do better or different.
And it is amazing to look at the progress in the last 4 to 6 years and how everything has evolved and all the volunteers, people that are still involved in it, and the accomplishments that have been that are there with hemp in Indiana and the Midwest in general. And you also look at the fact that we've had, like we were talking about in the beginning, 50 weekly podcasts. It seems like we just started these podcasts and already we're at number 50, and soon we'll be at 100, and that'll be another full year of hemp in the United States. So something to certainly look forward to.
Yes, and thank you so much, Jason, for your role with these podcasts. Everywhere we go, people that we don't know are the ones I hear from the most, you know, most commonly, that that I've not met before, and they tell me they've listened to the podcast. And one of the things that we hear back is they like the fact that they can hop on. It's a quick 30 minutes approximately, and that it's not commercials. It's not, you know, advertising, that it's factual discussion and representation. And that's what we want to stick with. We, for our podcast, when, since we only have that short period of time, we want to make it the most beneficial to our listeners.
And of course, we do want to thank the Bose Public Affairs Group for making it possible all this time. They've stuck with us. And again, I think it's paying off for everybody. And I'm certainly very proud to be a part of it and very humbled to be a part of it. So, you know, we again hope to keep it going and keep it rolling.
Sounds great.
All right, Jamie, once again, thanks for joining us. And we will let you get back to it, because there's always something for you to get back to, regardless of the day or time. All right, Jamie, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that is going to do it for our show this week. Thanks for listening to the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast, brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney & Evans. You can find more information about the Midwest Hemp Council, as well as our entire catalog of 50 podcasts, on our website, MidwestHempCouncil.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with more. So long, everybody.